Let me speak to Kevin for just a moment here. Gregory. Okay, now I'm getting everybody confused.
You've been messing up all night, yeah, but that's
sure
all
right. I sure have.
He's consistent. I love him.
Must be running for president.
When the band started 40 years ago, was this the not the personnel? Was this the idea?
Not the configuration.
No,
that's what I mentioned.
See, I'm here to help him. I'm his press secretary. No, it started out as just a regular brass band, two trumpets, two saxophones, trombone, snare drum, and bass drum. But we evolved to this around in 1994, 95, something like that.
Evolution.
Did you have a guitar in 1994, 95 too?
Not in a marching brass band, we didn't.
Right, that's what I thought. That's what I saw.
So this came around. Yeah, this when we, in about 95, when we sort of went through some changes, we just wanted to play some different music, we added a guitar. And at one point, we had a keyboard player.
The guitar was
on Carl LeBlanc, the first 45. It was actually a guitar.
Yeah. Okay.
1976.
Now, you guys obviously were younger. What was the reaction to the? I meant the younger than the traditional.
40 years ago, the traditional
brass band players. What did the other brass band members in New Orleans?
When we first started out, there were probably only maybe two other working brass bands in the city. Maybe the Olympia Brass Band, the Majestic Brass Band, maybe the Onward Brass Band. So there were a couple of them. And, of course, they were made up of the guys that were our age now. And when we came around, those that were hiring us, they wanted to hear something new and fresh. And that's what we were playing. So we got hired to play a whole lot of stuff. And, you know, here we are 40 years later.
Yeah. What's the latest recording plans or latest recording?
Well, for our 40th, we are working on another record that'll be out probably before Jazz Fest, 40 Years of Dirty Dozen.
Really?
Yeah.
How many CDs out so far now?
Probably 10 or 12 just for Dirty Dozen, but we've done other records with Manhattan Transfer, we've done with the Black Crows, we've done with Dave Matthews, we've done with Widespread Panic. We've had a lot of records, Dr. John. So we've had Dizzy Gillespie.
we've had a lot of stuff
over the years. So.
Can we get you to give us one more?
No.
We do one more.
No? Okay. We're going to get one more, right? Right?
All the way through the waters of Katrina. Mr. Roger Lewis right here. He made it from the last street in the Lower Night Ward all the way to the Superdome. His baritone did not get wet, but his alligator shoes got it. So in tribute to Roger making it all the way to the Superdome and then here, he's gonna do his thing in a little while, ladies, so watch him.